So, Coop, a lot from the players about how they feel they're playing the right way, and that's fueled this recent hot streak. How are they playing the right way?
Well, I think, first of all, we have a really competitive group, so it's really easy to work with the guys that want to work really hard, which they do. But I think, ultimately, we're on the right side of pucks pretty much the whole game. And when that happens, you're giving yourself a better chance to have success during the game. And I think a lot of times, you know, maybe we were down or we chase the game a little bit. Guys are trying to take over individually, where we're kind of sitting back a little bit more and sticking to our structure, having other teams make mistakes and try and capitalize on. And it's been working out well for us so far, and hopefully keep her going.
You've had Tyler Johnson basically his whole pro career. How glad are you to see him get acknowledged this way and getting named to the All-Star game?
Yeah, you're really proud for all your guys. As I told Stammer, it doesn't matter how many times you go, you cherish them because you never know when you get to go back. And he's kind of the guy that's been around a little bit and got to play in a few of these, where Johnny's the opposite. And it's really exciting for him. And it's for somebody to be acknowledged. You know, you feel bad for the Palats and the Cucheros, but he was the first one to acknowledge that, you know, if it wasn't for them, he may not be going to the game. And so, really character kid, and just you cheer for guys like that. And it's a lot of fun for him, and it's going to be a lot of fun for Joe Drouin as well to go in there and be acknowledged as one of the top rookies. And all three of those guys are well-deserving. It should be a lot of fun for them.
You've had a lot of success recently against the Philadelphia Flyers. It's hard to sweep a team in a season series. What is it going to take tonight?
Oh, boy. Well, they're loaded with talent on that team. And I know they've had some up and downs this year and then some injuries and stuff like that. And the one thing we really look at as this season's moving on now, we're really not looking about who we're playing. It's how we're playing. And I think that's been probably a little bit more of why we've had some success here of late, because it really hasn't mattered too much about our opponent. We're really focusing on ourselves. And you got guys like Drew and Voracek and Simmons and Shens and Couturiers. Go down the list of this team. They're loaded with talent, and if you let them, you open the door a little bit, they'll kick it open on you. So we're just going to make sure we're really sound defensively tonight.
Coop, does that also apply to playing home versus road, and specifically the road, in terms of you're just focusing on what you're doing?
Well, the road's a little different in the sense that when you're at home, you kind of get, you got a better chance of getting the matchups you want. On the road, it's much different. You're at the liberty of the other coach. So it kind of takes away a little bit from maybe thinking too much when you go on the road and really focusing on how we're playing, because who knows who's going to be sent out against what line, and you just got to be prepared and just make sure everybody's on the same page, especially in the defensive zone. We should be okay.
Why is tonight a good night for Nabby?
Well, he played, when's the last time he played? In Pittsburgh. And we pretty much had the whole game against Pittsburgh. Trying to get him in here. We don't want our guys to be sitting idle for weeks on end. And we're in a back-to-back situation here. He's usually played the tail end of the back-to-backs. The way the calendar kind of was set up and how things went, we thought this was the time for him to play. And that's it. He's part of our team, and he's a big part of it. And we need him to be as, play as big as all our other guys do. And he's done that this year, and I expect nothing less tonight.
You won't have many back-to-backs for the rest of the season, at least a lot of them. It's something where to keep him sharp, you're going to have to probably get him in been more regular.
I don't know. I think coaches use their guys different. I think I read that Braden Holtby's played like 16 or 18 games in a row. Pekka Rinne played like 20 in a row. In our situation here, we like to keep both our guys a little bit more involved. Bishop's our starter. He's going to play the lion's share of the games, and Nabby's going to get on in situations where we need him to rise to the occasion, and we feel Bishop needs a little bit of rest. And it's been different a little bit for Bish because he's had some, we learned a little bit last year, some of his injury concerns when he plays a lot, and he's going to play a lot, but we could look for situations where we can space it out a little bit. So ultimately, in the end, it's how we're playing up front. Our goalies make all the saves they need to, and a lot of the time they make some they shouldn't. And if they do that tonight, whether it's Nabby or Bish, it gives us a chance to win.
Is it a different challenge when you have a goalie on the other side who really has played one NHL game and none of your guys have seen him?
Well, it does add a little, I guess, a little bit of a wrinkle, I think, probably more for the coaches than it does the players. I think a lot of times it's a mental thing. So maybe, you know, are they going to look at the style of play of Zepp when he comes in? Probably not. But it's, you know, I think sometimes when you're facing, say, a Lundqvist or a Quick or go down the list of these guys, it's a different mindset. But I'm sure, who knows? Maybe half our guys won't know he's even starting tonight till, you know, we go over it in the scouting report. But I think it's, you know, goal scorers are goal scorers. And I think it's different because we prepare, we play, we see Carey Price 5-6 times a year. You playoffs, you never know how long. It's a different mindset. This guy's a wild card. Who knows? You never, like, it's they're tough games to play because you never know what to expect. And he's in the NHL for a reason. It's not because he's a poor goaltender, so he's definitely done something right. And we just got to make sure we stick to our principles, go hard to the net. And I think any time you take a goalie's eyes away, it doesn't matter who's in the net, you're going to have a chance to score, and that's what we'll have to do tonight.
You're always looking for ways to motivate your team, this time of year especially. Mm-hmm. The fact that you guys could move into a tie for the top spot in the league standings, mm-hmm. is that a nice character?
It's great, but...
It's early, but still,
it's ultimately... Like, we've played much more games than a lot of the teams. I think if you look at the winning percentage, I think we're fourth or fifth in the Eastern Conference. So I suppose it's naturally it's nice. You just want to be in a position to make the playoffs, and it's nice to have as many points as we do. But we'll see where we're at when all these teams catch up and the game's played. I don't know when they're going to, because we play every second night, it feels like. So at some point they're going to catch up, but trust me, we like where we're at right now. We just got to continue to keep this going.